Good afternoon. You're tuned to KDNK. It is Thursday and time again for Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, editor of the Sopra Sun. And on today's show, we will be highlighting the Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony happening the weekend of September 26th at 13 Moons Ranch, just south of Carbondale. We have three guests today to tell us all about this men's retreat. The first is Kyle Jason Lightsky. Kyle, how are you?
Thanks, Raleigh. I'm doing well, excited to spread the word of our Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony and get into conversation with you and my fellow brothers who are helping put this on.
We also have joining us via telephone Anders Carlson.
Hey, Raleigh. Great to be with you and Kyle. And our brother David James here, speaking about Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony in the second year. And, yeah, the beauty and importance of coming together as men. So, great to be on with you.
Yes, this is David James, here to represent for the Masculine Collective here in our valley and help our brothers become our greatest versions for our women and children.
Great. Well, so you three are three of six guides, facilitators, artists, stewards who will be guiding this retreat. I'd love to just get a little brief bio from each of you, and maybe we go in that same order. We'll start with you, Kyle.
This work specifically is important to me personally as someone who lost my own brother in a hit-and-run car accident. When I was seven, he was nine. So there's been this void of wanting brotherhood and having it in various ways. And as an adult, found that through joining my own men's groups and men's work. And the last few years have had the honor to help curate and facilitate space and bring brothers in. I do that under Sacred Brotherhood here in the Valley, and this Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony being a powerful thing there. So my journey of mentorship and looking for brotherhood and being the best version of myself has led me to various coaching and healing and counseling in those aspects. But that's really the personal aspect of continuing to sharpen my sword with other heart-centered men who are willing to go into their emotional depths and also find not just their wounds, but also their magic and bring that out of each other.
Anders, what brings you to this work?
Yeah, Raleigh, really, really great question. And I just want to honor Brother Kyle and his brother and his journey. As I feel that a lot of us come to this work through a loss or some kind of suffering in our lives. And so I would say my journey into this work as a seeker, as someone who is seeking to understand himself in this world, has some of its origins back in my childhood. And my mother, she went to India when I was young. She was initiated on the spiritual path. And I think that that kind of paved the way for my journey. And additionally, I didn't really know my grandparents growing up. I didn't have a close relationship with them, having only met, actually, my maternal grandfather out of four. And so I feel that there's an opportunity for me to get to know wise elders. And that sort of guided my path as a seeker, sitting with Buddhist teachers, indigenous leaders, in the search for my own sense of wholeness and meaning. And that connection with different generations has been fruitful for me, as well as within Mountain Heart, which I'm sure we'll get into in a little bit.
And how about you, David James?
I believe that men's work is real medicine as we take it back to the tribal days of how the men would sit around the campfire and confide in each other. I think that as we have grown as men, we have eliminated the process of rites of passage, and we have leaned more on our women for emotional support and accountability. I believe that strengthening our masculine collective will ultimately strengthen our community. And so I'm here in service and in inspiration, and also to learn from our brothers, as we all have something special to bring to the table.
Well said. And I do want to note, this is the second year of this retreat occurring at 13 Moons. So why don't we speak a little bit about what's different this year compared to last year?
Hmm.
And what's the same?
So this being the second year of Mountain Heart has been a beautiful opportunity. Having learned the process of organizing people and communicating and just sort of the dynamics of different groups of leaders coming together. So the first year, we brought in an incredible lead facilitator, a brother named Hunter Torin, to lead us. And he's a lead ceremonialist, so he can carry a whole weekend basically on his own gifts and talents and offerings, which was very beautiful to be having an elder brother to learn from in that capacity. We also brought in another brother from out of the area, Brother Ramses, and he led us in the creation of buffalo hide drums last year. And having strong leadership to learn from and look up to was a beautiful experience. And this year has been a bit of a sort of evolution and an opening for our local brothers to step into facilitating and more shaping of this Mountain Hearts men's ceremony. And so we find ourselves in a beautiful dance with a couple special guests coming in. We have Brother Farah Tolno, who is from Guinea, West Africa, bringing us the medicine of the drum and the dance. He is just a really exuberant, beautiful human being, and I really look forward to, bringing that medicine to our local brotherhood. So it'll be a beautiful, unique mix of things for year two, with a different sort of mix of brothers represented. This year we have returning Alvin Long Soldier, a Lakota elder, to lead us in the Sweat Lodge. Mm-hmm. We have a local elder, Brother Wu, who is joining us just as an elder, and to sort of bring his wisdom to us as well. And we'll also have Brother Zach Cashin joining us for a sound journey. So different group of men, same magical place. And I think it's ceremony, so we can speak about this in intellectual and logistical terms, but the magic of it is just sort of in the shaping of it, and then the sort of letting go to the flow of everyone who shows up as who is meant to be there and will have their own unique contributions.
Yeah, I'll build on that. Honest, great job of sharing the nuances, and want to echo the similarity to this second year as last year is ceremonial, and how we discuss that is being intentional, where we're having the container for the whole weekend. It's not just a gathering of coming in and out, but a real arc of intention and giving us opportunities for initiation, like David spoke to in the beginning. The core five of us, me, Anders, Dustin, Eli, Brunson, Eric Baumheyer, and Davis Coles, we were the five local brothers that helped bring in Hunter and Ramses and a few other brothers from the Front Range, Alex Alameo and Mason, to help put on the gathering. And so this year, we've been taking the reins and bringing in people like David James to help bring us and do some embodiment with us, and also the people that Anders mentioned. We also have Chef Lance. Again, he came last year. He comes from the Front Range, and he's bringing the ceremony of food and nourishment. That is not an afterthought. It is a part of the ceremony and intention for us this weekend. So those are some of the similarities that we have. And the difference is that it's more local grassroots. Mm-hmm. We have some special guests coming from kind of regions to help us and add depth and experience to the ceremony this year. And I wanted to highlight those as well.
Great. Yeah. So I attended last year, and I got to say Lance's offering as the chef was one of the highlights. Absolutely. And it's good to hear that he'll be coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
And important to note that the ticket price, which you can find on the website, will include camping, will include meals. So it's kind of a full package.
Yeah, it's all inclusive. Yeah, it's all inclusive. Everyone's coming and getting the same medicine with the ceremonies, with the offerings and food, and everyone's having their own unique experience, but everything's the same included.
Mm-hmm. And David James, do you have anything to add to what Anders and Kyle had to share?
I think that they touched perfect base on what we have happening in comparison to last year to this year. Very excited to be called into facilitation, and I look forward to meeting all the new brothers and seeing some familiar faces, and I believe this will be a magical ceremony for everyone.
Well, and I want to talk about the setting because 13 Moons is a very special place. It's got one of the best views and most unique views of Mount Sopris, where the mountain appears to be like a pyramid over the land. Mm. And it was really notable last year for the folks who came in from outside that they were just blown away by the location and the setting. Mm. And I know for last year, there was a lot of importance placed on the elements of the fire. There was a ritual in the river. Mm-hmm. One of Hunter Torrens' offerings was guided in a lightning storm with rain pattering down. Would you like to speak more about 13 Moons as the home of this retreat?
Yeah, 13 Moons is located along the Crystal River at the sort of joining of the Crystal Valley and the Roaring Fork Valley below, as you mentioned, Mount Sopris, also known as Wemagua. The name means two-chambered heart, and it's a Ute term. And so this ceremony is very powerful because of the set and setting. And we honor the land and honor that this is Ute territory, that we are coming together for this healing. And so, yeah, as you spoke to, the elements are very potent as we're right along the Crystal River with the river river flowing right through the property. And, yeah, just that sheer relief of a 13,000-foot mountain coming out of a 6,000-foot elevation valley is really striking. I feel this year that we have a beautiful medicine wheel coming together with brothers of all colors and creeds. We're lucky enough to have the rain coming in now and putting beautiful moisture down on the land. And also that means that the fire ban has been lifted in Pitkin County. So the fire element will be very present for us in our ceremony. As Brother David James mentioned, you know, men have sat around the fire for eons, it seems. And we'll have some beautiful opportunities to sing together around the fire, to dance, to vocalize. And as you spoke to last year, that was one of the most beautiful moments for me, was singing in the middle of a thunder and rainstorm with Brother Hunter Torren leading us. And that experience really unlocked my throat and my ability to sing. And after that, I found myself wanting just to sing about everything. Mm.
So a lot to appreciate at 13 Moons, and we're incredibly grateful for all of those community members who have been involved in the various iterations of this space as a community space. There's just so much opportunity there for healing and gathering. We have the Heart Barn space, which is a padded movement space with martial arts mats on it, and it has aerial rig points in the ceiling. And so we have an opportunity to really activate in a lot of ways while being really raw and present with the land and feeling the wind and the rain, the heat and the cool that will be present at the end of September, and then also being held in a beautiful space such as the Heart Barn is really just a just an incredible mix.
For listeners who are just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun on Katie and Kay, and we are talking about the Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony coming up September 26th to the 28th, and this is a weekend retreat for men at 13 Moons Ranch, now in its second year. And David James earlier touched on the importance of this work and how individuals doing their inner work then leads to a stronger community. And I wonder if Kyle or Anders, you have anything to add to that?
David spoke to it extremely well. And one of the things I've experienced in my life too is that importance and the power of being into my best self by having a group of men that can receive me and let me be messy and help me clean up and also be fiery with me and have a space where I can go in love and acceptance and also in calling me up and in to my greatest potential outside of my partnerships and outside of some of my family dynamics. And I grew up an athlete, so I was always in teams and had that dynamic in an athletic sense and even maybe in a mental sense of toughness. But in the emotional and spiritual sense, that's what this work, men's work, has been. That's what Mountain Heart really creates, is as a container to connect to each other, to connect to our authentic selves, to expand our capacity in our emotions and our potential and our thoughts and our actions and the impact we're making. And ultimately, so for me, that I'm feeling fulfilled in living the legacy and dynasty, the destiny that I feel called to, in honoring ancestors, honoring myself, and honoring those that I'm here to be of service to, that I love the most, is a big aspect of that.
Yeah, regarding the relationship of individual internal work and the collective, I feel that as men, there are a lot of these isolating tendencies, and to be stoic and to be a lone wolf and be able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And so I find that an interesting sort of dance, if you will, with that, with my journey of, meditation, breath work, and yoga really giving me a sense of peace within my nervous system and sort of setting the stage for with which then I can engage out into the collective. And so that's one of the magical elements of Mountain Heart, is like Kyle was speaking to, it's that collective container where we can all sort of be held by each other, and men of different ages. We have, young men, 12 to 14 on the young end, attending with their fathers, all the way up to elders in their 70s. Mm. And so I feel like the Mountain Heart and containers like it offer us a moment to sort of drop in with each other and be supported in that, which I think is sort of an ongoing shift and wave within masculinity and the men's work, is to expand who's at our table, bring in those individual brothers who
you know, for whatever reason, are called to do the work. And so I think that that's what's super beautiful. And so, you know, they say, so within, so without. And so I think that the emphasis of the Mountain Heart is the collective. And we will also really be tapping into that quiet, to that silence, to that internal moment. And so I would like for us right now just to take a quick breath together, which we will be offering at the Mountain Heart ceremony. This is a nervous system regulating breath. And we're just going to inhale for four, pause and hold, and then exhale for six. So inhale, two, three, four, hold. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six. And so just little check-ins and sort of slowdowns within ourselves, bringing that nervous system into alignment and then coming out into the collective is an absolute gift that any men who choose to answer the call for Mountain Heart will be receiving so many gifts. So really hoping to see all the local brothers there.
I want to thank you, Anders, for mentioning that quality that I think most men carry of having the sense that they can do it on their own, that, you know, it's actually harder, it's more vulnerable to step into an experience like this and to be humble and to receive the wisdom of other men and to contribute one's own wisdom in that space. I think there's a lot of blockages for people to get there. We only have about five-ish minutes left, so I want to give each of you the opportunity to speak to that or whatever else you want to speak to. And then we'll give the URL for anyone who wants to sign up, and we'll call it a show. David James, we haven't heard from you in a moment, so if you want to start us off.
Yes, very grateful that we are calling in all the brothers in the community for Mountain Heart Ceremony. Very grateful for Anders and Dustin and Kyle for calling me into facilitation. As we go through the lone wolf journey, it's time to call in the pack. And we're all here for each other. Bring all of what you are and all of who you are. And we are here to hold space. We are here to help expand and to help remind each other of our strengths. Just sending love to all the brothers in the valley, and we hope to see you all there.
What's on my heart is talking about what I've heard from the men who are already committed to coming. I'm hearing a lot of to explore different, deeper layers of themselves. I'm hearing from men that in the acts of service to their family, to their partners, to their work, all good things, that they've realized that they've lost certain parts of themselves and they want a space to kind of get out of the routine and get out of the different roles and masks that we wear that help in certain ways, and to come back to that sense of who am I, what's most important to me, and build a group of men and brothers and community that are also considering and also invested in similar things, to walk the path of just asking the question, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be me and my version of that, and all the different aspects and how I show up in strength and in vulnerability and in softness? Hearing men just coming open to receive like what they couldn't even, like what they can't imagine, but trusting the calling they're feeling in their heart. What was one that sticks out to me as a man, like, oh, I want to come, but I can't, get a text that one evening, and the next morning, seeing that he signed up and text me, you know what, my heart needs this, I want this, right? And celebrating that man for that commitment in that space, and deepening into the availability of this space. and the land, like we talked about, and the ceremony, how it's all of us together bringing our uniqueness, ultimately remembering who we are, what's meaningful, and how we want to move forward.
Well, it's been super beautiful to chat and connect here and share the message from Mountain Heart. The brothers are speaking so beautifully to our opportunity to gather as men in a beautiful place, held on an incredible piece of land with offerings coming in from, as they say, the four directions. I would just like to offer any brothers who are out there and feeling the call to this, and you know, we all have our own unique whys and why nots, to reach out to us. You can find us at Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony on Instagram, where if you send us a message, we'll be more than happy to chat and connect. And our website for the tickets is 13moonsranch.com/mountainheart. So much gratitude for this community, yourself included, Raleigh. I really appreciate all that you are and bring to this community with your work at KDNK and the Soper Sun, really spreading the good word and uplifting stories in these chaotic times that we live in. So this is our opportunity to gather end of September. Please feel free to reach out and grab a cup of coffee or come over for a bite to eat beforehand. And we look forward to the beautiful unfolding of the Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony in its second year.
And also want to highlight, too, and thank The Serious Type as being our nonprofit fiscal sponsor. So we do have the ability to receive donations. So if someone's listening is called and wants to make it more accessible to help lower the cost of a youth coming or an adult or just helping cover this space, please get in contact us about making donation and making this more accessible to the men in the valley.
And that URL, once again, 13moonsranch.com/mountainheart. And the number 13 is spelled out with numerals. And this is the weekend of September 26th to the 28th. I want to thank you all for joining me on the radio and speaking about this wonderful offering for our community.
Thank you for having us, Raleigh.
Blessings. Thank you.